Welcome to Marriage and Things. I'm Bria Felician.
And I'm Teslon, but everyone just calls me Tess.
So Tess and I got married January 17th, 2015, and we're newlyweds.
Chill out.
Okay, so we've been living together for how long now?
It's been about a week.
So our first full week of living together, and we've never lived with anybody else. The first time living with somebody else. So, Tess, you go first. What are your pros?
My first pro is that I'm finally back here in Baton Rouge, finally able to live with my wife after about 7 long months of, you know, doing this whole long-distance relationship thing. We got married on January 17th, so this is probably... We were separated as far as being newlyweds for about a month. And, yeah, I'm just glad to be back and finally got my own apartment. Well, of course, I have to share it with her, but, you know, it's kind of sort of still my own, you know, and I can do what I want to in here. I could, well, let me not say that. But, yeah, walk around and I could throw my clothes anywhere that I want to. I can cook as much rice as I want to eat.
We'll get to that later.
Just basically be a big kid. Last night we had a fort going. We just threw a bunch of comforters on the floor and we just laid on the floor because we're big kids and we can do that. Like, I could also eat a bunch of Pop-Tarts, as many Pop-Tarts as I want to, and nobody tell me anything. And I'd say overall that's my biggest pro, having my own thing and being able to do what I want to with it.
Well... That's beautiful, Tessie. So my pro is that I can hang out with my best friend all day. Well, not all day, when I get home from work. And it's pretty fun. That fort was awesome, but then we had to cut it short because the floor is really hard. And it's hard to sleep on the floor. But my other pro is I finally got my own routine down. We get up really early and we drink coffee together. Well, I drink coffee.
By yourself.
And Tess drinks tea. We do this in the morning before I go to work and it's really fun. So that's my pro, because we hadn't been able to do this for a little while. And what do you want to do, another pro or another con?
I only had one pro.
You only have one good thing about being married and living with me?
I mean, but it's a huge pro, so.
Oh, yeah, you did talk about it for like 45 seconds. So one of my cons is that I've never had a dog before. I haven't been the dog person, and now I have a dog.
His name is Tango, by the way, and he's not a dog. He is a people dog. He is more like a person than a dog.
He's a dog person?
Well, no, I'm a dog person. But he is my son.
And apparently he's my son, too, and I'm trying to get used to him and having a dog and... Him wanting to lick me and touch me and jump on me and blah.
I mean, to all the dog people out there, you should know that when a dog licks you, it's showing love, it's showing compassion, and he loves Bria, and she doesn't even care for him. Such a bad person.
I'm trying. I went to a dog park, even though that was a bad decision. I went to a dog park, and all kind of dogs were jumping on me, but I did it for Tango because Tango likes me, and I can't hug Tess because Tango will bark. But I do it anyway.
A little history on Tango. He was a rescue dog. He's about 15 pounds. He's a miniature schnauzer. And, I mean, his bark isn't that loud. He's just loving. That's all he is. I mean, he just wants his food. He just wants to sleep. And he just wants to walk. Like, that's all a dog wants.
Annoying trumps loud. Okay? If you're annoying, that means much more than being loud. I'm just saying.
Whatever, bro.
Okay. Well, let's talk about food. Tess and I just ate a typical newlywed meal. It was disgusting.
But I would like to say that I did my part when it comes to the meal. I attempted to. Well, my try was better than your try. But I attempted to make a brown stew. It's a Caribbean meal, I guess. Where you caramelize some sugar and then you add some chicken in there. But turns out that the chicken was so dry, and I was like, ugh, I don't even want this. How do I make this wet enough so my wife can eat it? So I just threw some water in there.
So. Well, then I made rice, and it was awful. It was hard, and it was bad.
Yeah. The rice, I didn't want to hurt her feelings, so I politely put the plate aside. So
after saying, I can't eat this rice. Well, we neither one of us finished our meal, but we're going to finish it after this because we don't waste food because we're hungry.
Exactly. And we're on a budget.
A budget.
Yeah, but yeah, just a typical newlywed meal. And I guess in time we'll get better at it.
Yes. In time we'll be able to cook rice and stew and enjoy it. Speaking of enjoyment, how'd you like House of Cards? You watched it without me.
I just went on a binge, you know, and I watched the entire, 13, 14 episodes in like 3 days. Initially, we were supposed to watch it together, but someone is too busy for me, so.
And tired. And can't stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning watching Frank Underwood ruin people's lives.
I mean, it's just that good of a show. Like, you have to stay up. He's a
life ruiner. I'm sorry.
I mean, you'd rather stay up and watch One Tree Hill.
Oh, my gosh. I love One Tree Hill. I love One Tree Hill. Netflix just got me with that one.
And One Tree Hill has, 34 seasons?
It had 9 seasons. I watched all of them in, 3 weeks. And it's an hour-long show. I'm showing my lameness, but I don't care.
Look, House of Cards was a much better watch than One Tree Hill.
So. It's more stressful. Well, Netflix, what's the name of the show?
House of Cards?
No, One Tree Hill was kind of stressful too. But toward the end, it just got stupid, so it was fine.
One Tree Hill didn't even have a plot. It was just like, hey guys, I'm going to do this today. And that's what it was the whole 75 seasons of One Tree Hill. But House of Cards, of course, you know, Frank Underwood is the man, and he will do nothing. I don't know what I'm saying, but yeah.
You just love Frank Underwood.
I know. He's just the man. Like, I want to be like Frank Underwood when I grow up. So.
Well, maybe one day you will when you're wearing suits and ties. Well, that's all for our first episode of Marriage and Things. Hope you stay tuned and visit marriageandthings.blogspot.com to read our blog.
And check us out next week, I believe. I'm not sure how often we'll do this, but we'll try to upload at least once a week.
Bye-bye.